This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. And, of course, the famous, my best friend, Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Dude, there is an there's a toilet downstairs in the gym area. Alec knows. He was there. It never stops flushing. And I don't know, should we tell the building or is that kind of their thing? But it was amazing because...
Like that's a feature of the toilet you think is possible?
It's amazing. Huh. You go and it just never sits in the toilet. It just immediately goes down the drain. Nothing sits in there. It was. I loved it. This gym's the best. I also had a Peloton trainer that took me to Thailand. It was cool.
Oh, on the video screen.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, hold on, which Hangover movie is this?
That could have been fun. But yeah, man, good day so far.
How are you doing?
I'm
hanging in there.
What do you mean hanging in there? 877-881-1053. Kevin needs a little encouragement.
Mm.
Text in your favorite thing that Kevin's ever said.
Is what I need.
The thing your favorite thing Kevin's ever said, whether it be a ridiculous thing that he said that was like that went too far, the time that he told Jerry Jones that he was doing a poor job. I remember that. That was a good one. Whatever it is, or his faith in Tolo Go. How you feel right now.
Also, I give you a sneak preview of the Jesus podcast.
Look at that.
Where was the Garden of Eden? So if you have thoughts about that as well, I would love to hear that too. Now, we're probably going to start
Just outside.
That's too vague.
Okay.
Outside where?
Of God's house.
Is that on the earth?
That's a good point.
That's what I want to know.
Because we haven't seen a magical apple since, right?
Except in Disney movies.
Because those are poison. Yeah. They get you.
Now, my question to start out here, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Corey. I'm going to turn it over to Alec. But I'm also going to turn it over to the Tolos.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I really want to know more about the logic behind this. So Nico's out. Mavericks fans are pumped, unquestionably. But why? This doesn't bring Luka back.
Right.
And so I kind of actually, now that I think about it, I kind of wish I would have asked Bobby a little bit more about this because I know he's big on that as well. I'm not disputing whatsoever that it is unanimous or as close as anything can be to unanimous these days, that people are excited that Nico is fired, gone, kaput. But the whole reason people don't like Nico is because he traded away Luka. You still don't have Luka.
Right.
And so I'm really
quite honestly, we really liked Nico a lot until that trade.
I thought he was doing a very good job before that.
He wasn't perfect.
The Gafford and Washington moves.
His moves weren't perfect. But the Gafford and Washington moves were very savvy to make your depth better, make your starting rotation better, and provide defense that Luka needed. It was very reminiscent for me to the Brennan Haywood, Caron Butler trade.
Okay.
Obviously, it was with the Wizards again, too, so that's a weird thing. But adding those two players, it felt like, oh, man, two guys that were on terrible teams that are so excited to be playing for this team now.
Right.
And that's what happened with Caron Butler and Brennan Haywood. They were stoked. Antoine Jameson, kind of the same thing. They were so happy to be in a winning organization. Then this thing became, it's not winning. It didn't win down the stretch. It got into the playoffs, but the thing we were rooting for was for them not to win the playoff game.
Right.
So that they could keep the pick. We were rooting for picks. We had an established thing built already. And you said, break it all down. And I think it's more of the, if you'll follow a great leader, no matter what direction, as long as you believe they have a good plan.
Sure.
And his direction looked like it went, it just started going, the compass started pointing all over the place.
Okay.
And he had nowhere else to go. So, Kevin, I'm with you completely on the Luka front. Because I would much rather have Luka back and be moving forward with this. And Dumont didn't know enough at the time to tell him no.
Right.
He just was like, sure, this sounds great. You've been here for a while. You know what's going on. Take the lead, man. So that whole, the way that all worked, now it looks like Dumont's like, well, obviously that wasn't good enough. I know better about what this fan base wants. We're not getting Luka back, but we got to find a way to hook them back in and send them in a forward direction that gets this thing back to winning.
Now, there's a lot of answers in the fan text, and Alec, I want to go to you after this analogy, which this kind of makes sense to me from the 817. It's like when someone goes to prison for murdering somebody you know. It doesn't get it back, but I see a lot of sense of justice, or from the 945 logic is he hurt us, we want him hurt. Walk me through your thoughts on all of this, Alec.
I understand the whole justice idea, and that's how I felt for a couple of hours. And then it started to set in pretty quickly that, hey, things still aren't good, and it's going to take a lot to get them back to being good. It's going to take players getting healthy. It's going to take them reconstructing in certain ways this roster. It's going to take a lot for this thing that was created, this beautiful roster that was designed for one specific player and built around one specific player. You have to rebuild around a new player now. So whenever that started to kick in, I was like, it's cool and all. Like, I think he deserved to get fired. And I know he said that was the most disrespectful question he's ever been asked. But, you know, time told us that, hey, it was the right question to be asked. But, yeah, I'm like, I'm glad that it happened, and I'm glad that Patrick Dumont said, hey, that was a mistake. We need to pivot here, and hopefully, I don't know if it's Bob Myers, I don't know who, but whoever steps in next, hopefully they have a better way of leading and a better sense of leadership, because Nico was just power hungry, and I hated the personality, I hated the ego, so I'm hoping we just get somebody likable in now, but now I'm like, okay, it doesn't bring 77 back.
Right.
It doesn't make this roster any more better constructed for Cooper Flagg, for Kyrie Irving, for Anthony Davis. It doesn't make those players healthy. It doesn't make Cooper Flagg score 20 points a night. It's still going to take work, so I'm like, okay, cool. Now go win games.
Okay. Now that, I think that's probably where I'm at. Corey, this feels like kind of reminiscent of how you feel from the 972. I hated Nico not because of the Luka trade, but because of the smear campaign that was run after he was gone.
Okay. I was about to add, I'm glad you read that, because my question is, if they'd given us a reason, like I said, hey, here's the seven reasons that we are no longer with 77. And they seemed justifiable. Like, if they were like, look, man, did y'all not see the finals game against Boston? The kid's immature. We've asked more of him, and he's never been able to grow up since then. And he's not going to. We've asked him for 4 years to do these things, and he didn't. Like, that sounds like smear campaign.
Yeah.
Because it's one side versus the other. But we got this little nugget from some source that was illegitimate. I don't know if that's the right word. We got multiple little things that never seemed real.
Yeah,
never
I hear
seemed
ya.
Like it fit any narrative or that they went together. And so if you'd have given me something, maybe I could be like, okay, you know what? I can go with that. But then you never did. You just tried to hide it and be like, this is best. The bold is for the future. And so like that was
fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, and hopefully it does. But he's not the one right now. But it was the tactics afterwards. Not the smear campaign, because the smear campaign, it could have been fine if you'd have given me legit things.
Sure.
Something I can bite my teeth into and be like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. We saw things. There were complaints on our part too.
Yeah.
It's not like we were like, Luca's perfect. We were like, man, we really need Luca to do this. We were just patient enough for him to do it. Nico wasn't patient enough. Or from the sounds of Shams, other people in the organization didn't have the patience either, including the head coach, who I don't know if he directly said he's never going to grow up or if he just said, hey, you know, things are kind of tough.
That is a good question.
And it took it from there.
Now, the other thing, because I remember after this happened, I posted, now bring Dirk back into the fold and never alienate him again. And somebody goes, until this happens or ownership sells, I'll never be back. What percentage of people do you think are still out? Because, I mean, you have alienated what feels like the most loyal and nice person in the history of sports.
Alec, I seriously think winning is a cure for everything, even Dirk.
Okay.
And right now, that's the thing. Like, that was what Nico hinged this whole thing on, is we're going to win. And whenever we win, they can't say anything to us other than they don't want to be part of what we're doing. And if they don't win, even with Dirk, it's going to be like, okay, now we have to find something else to be furious about. And it's the fact that you're not winning. Winning will cure it. But this team right now does not look constructed to win.
Man, I keep looking back at, I'm looking at all the feedback we're getting. And just a fantastic job. Franklin Frankel, text line 877-881-1053. I'm shocked at how kind of balanced it out, and I probably should have been, because Corey talked about this a lot, about how balanced out it is between not only the Luka trade, but the fallout afterwards. Whether it was the, oh, you know, he's just another guy, or, oh, yeah, we honestly didn't know that people were that attached to Luka, which that feels like a crazy thing to say. Or just some people who are like, it was not that you traded Luka, it was the return that you got for him, or lack thereof. And so it feels like that was strike one, two, and three, if you can say. I know they're not all even, but it was not only you traded Luka, what you got back for Luka, but then a huge part of it was how you treated the fan base or how you reacted to everything afterwards.
Yeah, and the fact that you didn't win. Huge factor there, dude, is so big, which is really interesting because Jerry, the Cowboys just do enough to keep you, right?
Right.
Our record's going to be right there in the middle to keep you going. Are they there or not? And you're like, I don't know.
You know what I would have
Though you can see the things you see on the field.
Sure. What I would really love to see, just because I was a Mavs fan, is if Anthony Davis would have stayed healthy and Kyrie would have stayed healthy. Like, how much could that team have rock and rolled, and would that have changed people's perception? It might not have. I'm sure there's plenty of people that were dug in. But, like, if they would have made a run, what would have happened? I know we'll never know, but I would have wanted to see.
They wouldn't have gotten flagged.
That's true.
But I did want to, Alec, do you remember the night Flag was drafted? People were like, did you see his face? He did not look happy about that.
Yep.
And I think agents know just as well as anybody, dysfunction in a franchise, right? Like, they know what's going on. And I do wonder if he's looking at this thing going, this is what I was drafted into?
Can I give you a great example of that?
I have to deal with this. How long is it? Now, fortunately, he's young.
Yeah.
And just like Alec, young people want to get going real fast. He's doing a great job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
But Cooper Flagg's probably sitting there going, are we going to waste the first 3 years of my career waiting for me to or for them to get this crap together? And I might be out of here by then.
So somebody tweeted out, Cooper Flagg should not have to listen to fire Nico chants when a teammate of his is at the free throw line with the game on the line. Nico Harrison will be a huge distraction and strain on this franchise until he is fired. Get rid of him as soon as possible so we can all move forward. That was retweeted by Cooper Flagg's mom.
Oh!
There is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Nobody, based on what we've heard and understand, that is closer to Cooper Flagg, both in his personal life and perhaps his professional development, than his mom. So if that's how she felt, doesn't seem out of the realm of possibility that that's exactly how he felt as well.
Whoever the new GM is. Because I don't think he's going to be able to trust Dumont or any other face he sees right now.
What about Michael Finley?
I don't think so. Everybody was aligned, Kevin.
Yeah. That's what they say.
But whoever that person is going to have, that's the first person they have to sell. Forget Anthony Davis. Forget all the other veterans on this team. You have to convince Cooper Flagg you are here to build around him. You're going to provide him. You got to give him a timeline. You have to convince him that he is the center of the Mavericks' future. And if he's patient with you, then you'll get this thing built for him. But you got to have a happy Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
Because the other guys, they've seen it. They're veterans. They've been around. They know they can move and go somewhere else. Dallas wants something they can hold on to forever. And just like with Dirk, just like with PUD. Like, we want those things, right, that we can say are ours. One of the reasons we hate the fact that Luka's not here.
So I can't help but wonder, with the backdrop of a game happening, what, if anything, are fans going to do tonight?
Cheer.
Do you think they'll do the hey, goodbye? Maybe. Or anything like that?
Maybe.
You have a game tonight against the Suns.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be very excited, and I hope that, as Dumont asked, because I got a letter from Dumont. Did y'all get an? I got a personal email from him.
In my email.
It was amazing.
We posted it on our Facebook.
I know. Oh, hold on. Was it, hey, Kevin, this is going on, or was it, hey, KNC?
No, but it's very familiar because he only signed his first name.
Oh, okay.
So I felt like Patrick. We knew each other.
Yeah. I hope that the fans can, I don't think they're going to move past it. They still have villains in the organization. But I hope that they can go, all right, let's turn our attention to, you have fired him. We do want these guys on the court to succeed. We do ultimately. Yeah. Those guys, unless they did go to the GM and said, hey, Luka's got to go.
Right.
Which we've never heard. So, but otherwise, I think those guys on the court deserve that support.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's navigate the NFC East. The Eagles inch closer to breaking the divisional curse, and Cowboys draft fortunes are looking up. Next on The Fan.
Here we go. Snap was low and the kick no chance. And this game belongs to Philadelphia as they win it 10-7.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we are going to navigate the NFC East. Would you like to start? Always choose your own adventure. As we go through the NFC East, would you like the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Commanders, or the Giants?
You know what, Kevin? Flipping the script. Giants.
Okay. So, one of the reasons...
The most intriguing team in the entire NFC East.
I mean, they might be. So, they are, in fact, promoting Jameis Winston to number two quarterback, which means if Jackson Dart remains in the concussion protocol, it will be Jameis Winston time. Over under 4.5 combined touchdowns and interceptions this weekend for Jameis. If he plays.
I'm going to go under because I think it's going to be combined 4.
Okay.
But, man, I could definitely see taking the over very easily.
Okay.
Because that dude can throw a pick. Am I wrong about this? Did you want him to be the backup?
Yeah.
All along anyway to Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
You never wanted to see Jackson Dart?
Because
I was pulling for Jackson Dart's opportunities. Because I liked him in college. I liked him in Ole Miss.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it this way because I wanted to slow down his potential progress.
Gotcha.
But in terms of, like, their team, you want Jackson Dart for sure.
And
but then Jameis. And Russell Wilson's last.
There was also, like, this desire to keep Dable around as long as possible because of the dysfunction there. I get that. But Jameis was also – I think for the rest of the world, Jameis is the most entertaining option.
Yeah.
Jackson Dart can go out there and – have his eye paint and all that stuff and stand there holding his hand like Beyonce or whatever. He can do all those things.
Is that a thing people talk about?
You remember when she did that's what I always think of when he shows his hand. I think of whenever she was like, if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Stop. That's about Josh Hamilton's ex-wife, not Beyonce.
Jackson Dart can definitely do that. But Jameis Winston just has to speak in front of the team, and I'm more entertained than I have by most quarterbacks in the NFL.
Well, if you're wondering why a particular reason why it's not going to be Russ, the final three drives for the Giants against the Bears, they ran 12 plays for 7 yards. So, like, that probably
was the reason he got removed.
I mean, look. You can go to that Chicago game for a lot of reasons. That's why Russ isn't getting the start. Why did Dable get fired? Because this is the fourth game this year that the Giants have led by 10 points that they lost.
Really? Let's go.
I mean, like, isn't it kind of, do you look at the standings at all? And you're like, hold on. If they would have just won the games in which they were ahead by 10 points, which does not feel like
they'd
a crazy
be ahead of the
thing
Cowboys.
To say, they'd be 6-4.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin, if the Cowboys had just won the games that they were supposed to win,
Dude, I do not think there is such a
thing. Is there a game they're supposed to win anymore?
I don't think there's such a thing as a game the Cowboys should win or should lose.
Like,
and I mean that.
I do believe it might have been Bobby that said Vegas is the team that he's like, there's no way you should lose to this. I know he said that also in the past about one of the other games.
No, but see, there's a difference.
But the Cowboys now have proven to you what they are.
I feel like you can say there's one they should win or should not win, but going into it, you're like, it is the Cowboys.
Coin flip.
If you tell me they lose this game and beat the Chiefs, I'd be like, yeah, I guess.
Dude,
I can see that.
It is kind of ridiculous on my chart of things. I did have them beating the Chiefs and losing some ridiculous games. Arizona was one of them. The Broncos. The Cowboys, aside from the tie, are exactly at the record I said they should be at this point in the season.
Well, and let's take a look at that game coming up. If you're curious, we'll move to the Cowboys. They have 3.5-point favorites over the Raiders. The over-under 50.5 on that game. But probably of more interest for people. Where do you think the Cowboys draft picks are right now?
Because
remember, they do have both the first.
I think they were 14 going into the bye.
Okay.
And then the Packers pick, is that 25th?
Well,
31.
I have great news for you. Cowboys have moved up to 12 and 20 right now. 12 and 20. Now, I realize that part of that for the Packers will depend on how they play in the playoffs, and they seem to be good against good teams and terrible against awful teams, so that could be bad for the Cowboys. But right now, you're lined up for pick 12 and pick 20, which
okay.
I feel like be pretty stoked can work with, based on
can,
the trade.
You can do a lot of different things
for
with
sure.
That. You can give yourself Marcus Spears and DeMarcus Ware.
Because that was 11 and 20 that year,
yeah,
right?
You can do something like that. You can say, we're going to pair these together and go get somebody that we really covet to be, you know, the replacement for Micah, essentially, is that could happen. Or, you know, a variety of things you can do. Now, obviously, Kevin, I think that you and I were both hoping that they would hold on to those picks and figure a way out to get a quarterback for the future.
This has been a rough year for those quarterbacks, man.
They are, I think they're still completely locked in on Dak in the next 3 years being
sure.
a Super Bowl champion. The Cowboys. I think that's where their focus is trying to build the team that can get him to that
place.
Yeah,
and like you look at that quarterback class, whether it was when Beck was thriving or Nussmeier or Sellers, this has been a brutal year for those quarterbacks. Maybe not Mendoza. Mendoza's done very
well. Javia, is that that's our future quarterback?
I don't know
about
that.
We're going to run the triple option.
It does seem like he already has the swag to go with this team.
All right. Johnny Manziel without all the side stuff, right?
Huh.
He's got confidence on the field. He does things that you're like, that is ridiculous.
Sometimes people dislike him because of that.
Yeah.
It feels like he'll fit right in here. All right, do you want the Eagles or the Commanders?
Let's go with the Commanders.
Man, the Commanders are a freaking mess, and we're going to talk all about their defense here. According to ESPN research, this is the second time in franchise history that Washington has lost four straight games by 20-plus points. Last time they did that, 1954. It is also the most points they've allowed in a four-game stretch since, you probably guessed it, 1954.
Norm Van Brocklin?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But he would have been on the other side of the ball.
Okay.
Because
he was
actually,
champion, yeah.
I think that could be right.
He was the best. Do we look at Washington right now and go, oh, well, they're done. They're toast.
I mean,
and for the next couple of years, because we were looking at this thing going, the next 5 to 6 years with Dan Quinn, this thing's unstoppable. And this year could be a blip or it could be the reality of what they are.
So I think the first thing is you'll look at the next few games and see how their defense looks now that Quinn is, you know, taking over, more hands on or calling the plays, however you want to put it. And then it feels impossible to say that going into next year because in the back of my mind, I'll be like, if Jaden can reboot and stay healthy, then I feel like they got a chance. But we might find out next year that a consistently healthy Jaden Daniels is not a thing. But we'll figure that out later.
Last week, and I said I don't think it is a thing.
Yeah, well, then
and
probably.
And I was proven right very quickly because of Dan Quinn's mistake.
Would you like to weigh in on this,
Mr. Bell? Can I hijack your airwaves?
Yes.
Just to share my conspiracy theory with y'all that Sean and RJ didn't get down with this morning?
Yeah, man, while you're still here, I'd love it.
Okay. So the last 4 weeks, they played the Cowboys, the Chiefs, the Seahawks, and the Lions. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My conspiracy theory is He knows their defense was bad, and Dan Quinn let Joe Witt get through those games so that then he could fire him and make himself defensive coordinator for Dolphins, Broncos, Vikings, Giants, and looks like he rescued the Commanders' defense.
Why did he bring Joe Witt in just to be the fall guy, or did he think Witt was going to be good? And then
I think
like,
he probably
oh,
wanted to take over the defense earlier in the year, and he was like, but not till after that stretch.
Okay.
After that stretch, then once I get through there, then I will take over the defense.
That's an interesting theory.
Because if he planned on taking it over all along, he was like, why not let Joe just take the lumps against these four?
I could kind of see that.
I think it makes sense. That was my conspiracy theory. Back to you guys
in
the newsroom.
Pristine. No. I will say thumbs up to you.
Thank you.
And one of your theories or questions didn't go the greatest for him this morning. All right. For the Lions, or excuse me, sticking with the Commanders against the Lions, they had 289 yards by halftime and 546 yards by the end of the game. That's a lot. And nuance. That not only is that a lot, that's 100 more yards than Washington. It's more than 100 yards more than Washington had given up to anybody else this season. The previous high, 435. This one, 546. So when I said that's a lot, that's why I wanted to bring you that nuance.
You think there's going
to
be more?
I can't imagine they give up more than 546 yards in a game the rest of the season. And if they do, well, we got a whole new set of questions.
Hold on real quick, Kevin. Hold on real quick.
Okay.
Let's look at this real
quick.
That's
a lot of freaking yards, man.
They got the Dolphins next.
I mean, the Dolphins looked unbelievable this last weekend.
Oh, man!
So, who knows? You know what?
I don't think the Broncos are doing it.
Can we create a new segment? Oh, man, or not oh, man? And so, like, we just give a thumbs up or thumbs down to Alec, and he plays the sound effect or doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man or no man.
Oh.
Or low man.
Oh, man or oh, no?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, because Kevin does oh, no.
Yeah.
People come into the Taco Buitos and Uncle Julio's and Freebirds and maybe potentially Arby's. They come into these places all the time, and they say, I love when Kevin says, oh, no. And they ask you to do the oh, no into their face.
Oh, no.
They're like, please put your face next to my ear and say it.
That is weird.
All right. So Dolphins, oh, man. Broncos.
Oh, that's an oh, no.
That's an oh, no. Vikings.
Oh, no.
If they get their stuff right.
I don't know if J.J. McCarthy's good or not.
Giants with Jameis.
Nope. Oh, actually,
It could be 600 yards and 9 interceptions.
That's true. I could see the Giants getting 600 yards and losing by 10 points.
Yeah, they get double teamed by the Eagles late in the season. They get the Eagles twice is basically what that meant. And then the Cowboys. The Cowboys, could they do that?
Yeah, they could do it.
All right. Then I think there's four chances, Kevin.
Okay.
Based on our opportunities here. I don't think the Vikings will, or the Eagles will,
and
both times.
The Lions were also averaging 8.8 yards per play before they took Jared Goff out, because they're like, who cares?
I really could have used them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Those fantasy points from St. Brown, though.
Sorry about that. Yeah. He shouldn't be punching people out there.
He got punched!
Have you not seen the video posted on Instagram? You like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that Amon-Ra St. Brown threw the punch first.
I refuse to believe that. It looked like AI to me.
Okay, well, I think you should prepare just in case he gets suspended.
Look like AI, and that's what he should argue.
You know what? That's probably the way of the future. All right. Let's talk about the Eagles, the pressure that they got on Jordan Love on Monday Night Football. Very admirable. 17 of 42 Jordan Love dropbacks ended in a pressure. That's the second highest pressure rate he's faced this year. And when Jordan Love is pressured, he did not fare well. 3 for 12 for 21 yards and got sacked 3 times.
Philly looks good right now. That was even though that game was miserable, they had a confidence about them that I didn't like.
Since you said the game was miserable, it was 0-0 at halftime. That was the first scoreless first half in 2 years in an NFL game.
Really?
Yeah.
In an NFL game? Not like a Monday night game?
No,
or a third?
In an NFL game. Ugh. I mean, but was the Chargers game really that different? It was like 3-2 midway through the second quarter.
What a cool score.
That's how all football games used to end. If you're like, hey, is 3-2 scoregami? No. It's happened like 100 times because that's what football games used to end in.
Yeah. Not enough penetrations. That's how they used to decide games back in the day, Kevin.
In high school playoffs.
Yeah.
That is true.
I want to point out facts.
Thank you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Baseball Nuggets, the Rookies and Managers of the Year, plus MLB makes the smallest gambling policy change possible. Next on The Fan.
Hurts puts a swing on one high and deep to left field. Nick Gertz with a pinch hit homer. Shirt and burn off the bench. 8-3.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, time for some baseball nuggets. Now let's start with some award winners. Rookie of the Year came out Monday night. Manager of the Year came out last night. I'm so sorry, he did not win.
Do you enjoy saying things like that to me?
Just telling you facts?
Facts that you know will hurt my feelings.
Would you have preferred if I was like, I don't know, maybe?
No, and then no, that's funny.
Just not tell you who won?
How about this? You can do the and then tell me who you think should win.
Hold on.
877-881-1053. Do you want the facts from Kevin, or do you want your feelings to be spared?
Okay.
About Bochy.
I have an idea. Let's see if this works. The National League Manager of the Year was, of course, Pat Murphy from the Milwaukee Brewers. That makes a lot of sense. Now over to the American League.
Huh?
We all know who won it. You know it in your heart. So there you go. Now for Rookie of the Year, and I just don't tell you.
Oh, and is there only one Manager of the Year?
No, there is.
There's two?
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was the AL Manager?
Who does it feel like it was?
Boach.
There you go.
AJ Hinch.
What else do you need to know?
Who was it? I want to know the answer.
You told me you just wanted to not know. It was Stephen Vaught with the Cleveland Guardians.
Now, for him.
That race was significantly closer than the National League one. He finished ahead of John Schneider of Toronto and Dan Wilson of Seattle. He is the he has now won in back-to-back years. So congratulations to him. First person to do that in actually not that long ago. It was just 4 years ago with Kevin Cash in Tampa.
Kevin, do you mind if I compliment you?
Sure.
Alec, I don't know if you noticed this, but we do a lot to distract Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow you're able to keep all the facts together, and I appreciate that, man.
And the facts in your heart.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate.
Now you sound like me.
Yeah, I appreciate the, you know, keeping the facts of life all in line.
Now, thank you. That is very nice.
Even if you're potentially sick and not feeling too great right now.
Is that why you want to, like, scoot away from me a little bit? Drake Baldwin, the Braves catcher, was the National League Rookie of the Year. And, Corey, you probably could have guessed this in the least surprising vote of the season.
Osuna!
It was. It could have been. You're right. It could have been.
That's who you wanted.
That's true.
Before that season started, as we were in spring training, you were like, I desperately hope this dude gets some playing time this year.
But the conspiracy mongers and the Associated Press all voted for Nick Kurtz. He was the unanimous AL Rookie of the Year. You know what kind of sucks? If you're Jacob Wilson, he finished second, but his teammate was the unanimous winner. So, like, it's great for the future of the A's, but aren't you kind of bummed out if you're like, man, I would have been the best if it weren't for this other
for
guy
this
that
other
plays
dude.
On my team.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the thing, too, there is doesn't, with most instances, if you have two guys that were contenders for Rookie of the Year, you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, we are about to build on something special.
Right.
And then you realize it's the A's. And all they do is trade away people that end up, like, they're like, this is great value for us. We're going to get so much later that we can, they are the ultimate farm team. This is what the Rangers always right. were in my mind for the Yankees. They're like, we got good players. We'll eventually trade them to the Yankees, even if we find them in free agency. But that is what Oakland is. So no matter how good they are, they're going to be wearing a different uniform later.
Now, tonight is Cy Young. So I think the National League one, I wonder if that one's going to be a little bit closer. But it is thought that Paul Skeens will win his first of potentially many Cy Youngs. And the Pirates GM said, hey, they respect teams asking, but they're not trading Paul Skeens. He said the question always gets asked, and it's always respectful. Teams have to ask the question. I suspect that won't end. But the answer has been consistent. And then he later on said those conversations have been short.
How many years in before it's like, hey, you going to trade Paul Skeens? And the guy on the other side sitting there with a whiskey like, tonight's the night. Let's do it.
I think one more year.
One more year. Wow.
Because, I mean, like, this is realistically, I mean, this is only his second full year. So you have her under, like, cheap control for the next 4 years. But, like, let's say you decided to trade him, even going into arbitration. I can't fathom the type of haul that you would get for Paul Skeens.
Multiple current big league players.
Oh, yeah.
And then your top three prospects.
Well, because, like, even if he sets records for arbitration year by year, what would he end up getting? Like, he would get 3 years for $65 million.
Mm-hmm.
On the open market, don't you think Paul Skeens would get, like, you know, 8 years, probably $400 million or something bananas like that?
Yeah, if he gets hit, he gets $700 million.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes, and then, like, the reality of what we've learned over this time, Kevin, is as much as you like the prospects,
yeah,
that they're unknown commodities. Paul Skeens
sure.
is a known commodity. The only thing with Paul Skeens is if his arm was to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, He's proven everything you need to know, so you hit the ground running with him, whereas prospect's value could be nothing, essentially, yeah. One day.
He had an incredible rookie year, and then he had a better second year, and he's going to win. I assume he's going to win Cy Young.
Do you think that there's any place he'd rather be than shooting commercials, though? Have you ever seen any of his, like, Raising Cane's commercials and stuff where he's just like, come on.
Really? Yeah. I'm sure.
Gets on a podcast with Livy Dunn and he's like,
I'm sure they're the most in love in the world, but man, it looks like that just wears his ass out. It really does.
I would much
does.
Rather be throwing a ball yes, right now.
For sure. Now, we talked about Major League Baseball. How are they going to react to the Ortiz and Class A situations? Well, if there's a stand you could take that's softer than this, I don't know what it is. Here's what Major League Baseball has decided to do. They're going to establish, in cooperation with sportsbooks, a $200 betting limit on baseball wagers. Right? I'm sorry, there's more to that sentence. They're going to set a $200 betting limit on baseball wagers centered on individual pitches. Man.
I'm sorry, what?
Way to really take a stand, so big hold on. Gambling.
I can gamble on the first inning of pitches if I want to.
Yes.
$200 per pitch?
Correct.
So let's say that's
that is now a limit.
Let's say it's a 14-pitch inning.
Yes.
Which, that doesn't seem like, but let's say it's 14 pitches. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Now over $2,000.
They took another huge step. You can't use those pitch bets in a parlay either. So now you can only parlay on, everything else, like walks, strikeouts, balks, hits given up. So
HBPs?
Yeah. Yes. So Major League Baseball.
Can you bet on pop out versus ground out?
I bet there is a specialized place you can do that, but not in the sports books as I understand
it. Okay, all right.
But yeah, so this is their response to two of their players.
It's
potentially going to prison is you can't use individual bets as part of individual pitch bets as part of a parlay, and you can only bet $200 per pitch.
It's very soft. It's more Kevin than I thought, though. Like, you on Monday or Friday, sometime in this studio, Thursday, I was thinking, like, it was Monday. We were saying, like, there's no way you go this far and then take any steps back.
Right, right.
And this is at least a couple steps, and I think it's we have to satisfy the books. We have to satisfy ourselves. We have to satisfy a lot of other people here. Oh, yeah. My gosh, I'm sorry about that. But I think it's a step. It's not as drastic of one as I think we all agree needs to be.
I mean, think about it. If you want to right now, you can gamble on who's going to win Cy Young tonight and MVP. So, you know.
I could, like, as a player, I mean, like, this doesn't keep the player from going out there and going, hold on, I need to have three walks this inning?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's not pitches, which I understand the pitch part of it. It takes a long time to figure that out, right? Like, hold on, is this, but sure. The walks thing, if I need to get two walks in this inning, I can do that very easily.
And we didn't get a chance to mention this earlier because there's been a lot of baseball content going throughout the playoffs. The way too early power rankings from ESPN had the Rangers 18th and Vegas in terms of the, you guessed it, betting odds. Have the Rangers at 28-1 to win the World Series. That is tied for 14th. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, plus celebrating another 2 points for the Stars next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.